जय राधे माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधे माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरि वरदारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरि वरदारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari
Good morning. Welcome to Bhagavatam class. I'm Stavira Bhakti. Thank you so much for hosting me, Chicago. It's great to be back in front of the company of the very beautiful, the very merciful Sri Sri Kishore Kishori, the first deities I ever saw in 1975 were these deities right here. Not in this building, in the old building that we had, I'm sure you've heard stories about. It's good to be in your company. For the next 2 weeks, I'll be here. Please bear with me. Before we get started with class, I'm just going to give you a warning ahead of time. My Latin teacher and ancient Greek teacher in college, I was a theology major, told me that the reason why certain languages are considered dead languages is because every time I try to repeat them, I kill them again. So please bear with my Sanskrit. Some of you, Sanskrit flows so beautifully out of your mouth. And I have a hard enough time with English. So please bear with me. We are reading fourth canto, chapter 29, text 29, the talks between Narada and King Prachinabari. And let's start off. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Text 29. Kavachit punam kavachit chastri. Kavachit pumam kavachit chastri. Kavachan no bayam andadi. Kavachin no bayam andadi. Devo manasyas tiryang va. Deho manasyas tareng va. Yata karma gunam bhava. Yata karma gunam bhava. Kavichat punam kavichat jastri kavachin nobayam andade adi divo manyasya tirangva yata karma gunam bhava. Kavachit, sometimes, pumam, male, kavachit, sometimes, cha, also, stri, female, kavachit, sometimes, na, not, umbayam, both, anda, blind. D, he whose intelligence. Deva, demigod. Manushya, human being. Tiryak, animal, bird, beast. Va, or. Yata, according to karma of activities, gunam the qualities, bhava birth. Translation. Covered by the mode of ignorance in material nature, the living entity is sometimes a male, sometimes a female, sometimes a eunuch, sometimes a human being, sometimes a demigod, sometimes a bird, an animal, and so on. In this way, he is wandering within the material world. His acceptance of different types of bodies is brought about by his activities under the influence of the modes of nature. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Actually, the living entity is part and parcel of the Lord. Therefore, he is spiritual in quality. The living entity is never material, and his material conception is simply a mistake due to forgetfulness. He is as brilliant as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Both the sun and the sunshine are very brilliant. The Lord is like the full shining sun, and the living entities are like the small particles of that sun which constitute the all-pervasive sunshine. When these small particles are covered by the cloud of Maya, they lose their shining capacity. When the cloud of Maya is gone, the particles again become brilliant and shining. As soon as the living entity is covered by the ignorance of Maya or darkness, he cannot understand his relationship with the Supreme God. Somehow or other, if he comes before the Lord, he can see himself as shining as the Supreme Lord, although he is not as extensive as the Lord. Because the living entity desires to imitate the Supreme Lord, he is covered by Maya. We cannot imitate the Lord, nor can we become the Supreme Enjoyer. This is not possible, and when we think it is, we become conditioned by Maya. Thus, the engagement of the living entity under the clutches of Maya is brought about by forgetfulness of his relationship with the Supreme Lord. Under the influence of Maya, the living entity becomes exactly like a person haunted by a ghost. Such a person speaks all kinds of nonsense. When the living entity is covered by the influence of Maya, he becomes a so-called scientist, philosopher, politician, or socialist, and at every moment presents different plans for the benefit of human society. All these plans are ultimately failures because they are illusionary. In this way, the living entity forgets his position as an eternal servant of the Lord. He instead becomes a servant of Maya. In any case, he remains a servant. It is his misfortune that by forgetting his real contact with the Supreme Lord, he becomes a servant of Maya. As servant of Maya, he sometimes becomes a king, sometimes an ordinary citizen, sometimes a Brahmin, a Shudra, and so on. Sometimes he is a happy man, sometimes a prosperous man, sometimes a small insect. Sometimes he is in heaven and sometimes in hell. Sometimes he is a demigod and sometimes he is a demon. Sometimes he is a servant and sometimes he is a master. In this way, the living entity wanders all over the universe. Only when he comes in contact with a bona fide spiritual master can he understand his real constitutional position. He then becomes disgusted with material existence. At that time, in full Krishna consciousness, he regrets his past experiences in material nature. This regret is very beneficial because it purifies the living entity of material conditional life. He then prays to the Lord to engage in his service, and at that time, Krishna grants liberation from the clutches of Maya. Lord Krishna explains this in the Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, 14th text. Daive he esya gunamai mama maya durat yaya mam evaya prapadyante mayam itam taranti te. Translation: this divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who are surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. Only by the grace of Krishna can one get out of the clutches of Maya. It is not possible to get out by mental speculation or other activities. When the living entity understands his real position by the grace of Krishna, he keeps himself always fit in Krishna consciousness and acts accordingly. Thus, he gradually becomes completely free from the clutches of Maya. When he is strong in Krishna consciousness, Maya cannot touch him. In this way, in the association of Krishna conscious devotees, the living entity can get free from the contamination of material existence. In this connection, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Tate Krishna Bhaje Kare Gurura Sevana Maya Jala Chuyate Paya Krishnare Karenya. Translation: in the Krishna consciousness state, the living entity engages in devotional service under the direction of the spiritual master. In this way, he gets out of the clutches of Maya and takes shelter under the lotus feet of Lord Krishna from the Chaitanya Charamrita Madhya Lila, 22nd chapter, 25th text. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutare Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirsheshya Sunyavani Praschitya Deshyatarane Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutare Ridayananda Goswami Iti Namine Namaste Guru Hamsaya Paramandanam Badase Prabhupad Prabhadoya Dusta Siddhanta Nasane. So here, Prabhupada has so kindly given us some very simple thoughts in this purport. I have a friend up in Minneapolis. He's a pastor. His quote always is to his people in his parish, "Can you follow simple instructions?" That's all it is. Can you follow simple instructions? The spiritual master is not asking you to do something you cannot do. I don't know for anybody else, but I know my spiritual master, Ridayananda Goswami, is my best friend. He's never asked me for anything other than to be a better me. Never asked me for a ride, never asked me for money, never, you know what I mean? You know how your friends are. They're friends. Those are the people you hang out with. And you kind of forget their faults, and you kind of help them along. Similarly, Krishna is our ultimate friend. And then through the spiritual master, it's a friendship. Follow it. Because we're under this illusionary cloud. I am the master of all I survey. You go out up on the roof of this building. Yes, you could look out. You can see Chicago in so many different directions. There are those that are going to work today. I'm it. I am it. I'm the boss. Yeah. Only temporarily. Next life, you may come back, you may be dog. Next life, you may come back, you may be worker, not the boss. Everything we see in this material world is temporary. There's only one thing that's real. Krishna and his bona fide representatives. Recently, I went back to Minnesota, where I'm from, for my high school class reunion. It was amazing that almost 40 years, I looked at my life and I went, this is all the only thing that stayed within the last 40 years. Everything else, wives, gone, children, grown up, gone, jobs, gone, fame, gone. Everything is temporary. And yet, we look outside today, we're going to see people busting their backs for something that's temporary. When they could be here. Why aren't they here? Some people, I call it dyslexic theology. They've got the letters right, but not in the right order. I don't know how it is in Chicago, here in Los Angeles, but where I'm from in Los Angeles, the dog owner has to follow behind the dog and pick up and clean up after the dog. I don't know, is that that way here in Chicago? Yes. You ask that same person, please, sir, please, madam, come pull the cart of Lord Jagannath. Will they do it? No, but they'll reach down and pick up that stool and serve Mr. Dog, won't they? I am serving the dog. What kind of mentality is that? It's dyslexic theology. That's the term I use. Feel free to throw it around. Prabhupada was so kind, so very kind. I mean, if you can fathom this, for those of you who have never been to New York and seen 22nd Second Avenue, what a humbling experience that place is. It's not even an eighth of the size of this room right here that we're in right now. It's this small little storefront, very tiny, where we'd all be sitting like this right now. But yet from there, a worldwide movement. People that were sick of things in the 60s joined Prabhupada. The 60s were a time of revolution for those that weren't fortunate enough to live through it. Everybody was marching in the streets for something. There was this, that. But we always have to serve. We're either serving the cause, we're serving this, we're serving that. Grihastas, you're serving the wife. The wife is serving the husband. Everyone is serving. No one is the boss. Even Bill Gates, rich guy that he is, he's serving someone, probably Mrs. Gates. Bob Dylan had a song out years ago, you got to serve someone. Where does your service end up being? Does it end up being for something that's putting credit into your spiritual bank account, like serving the deity? Or are you out serving your temporary needs with work, so-called work, which is not really work, because you're just enjoying it for your sense gratification? We see them. They work so hard during the week, don't they? And Friday, they can't wait to get home for the weekend. Why is that? So they can flop themselves in front of their television and watch whatever. And then they wonder why I'm not happy. I'm not happy. Of course not. You don't know what happy is. You have to start off by serving the spiritual master. And then from there, the spiritual master shows you how to serve Krishna. How do we approach the spiritual master? Krishna tells us in Bhagavad Gita, very simply, you approach humbly and inquire submissively. That's hard for Americans to do. We're not a humble people. We like to tote our expertise in every field. Once again, in a couple of days, the Olympics will be starting. You'll be hearing everyone going, USA, USA, you know, whenever somebody wins a medal. This is all temporary. Next life, you could be chanting some other country's name. But right now, oh, we're so proud of our athletes. Instead of looking at these books, we are Vaishnavas. What does that mean? We are the keepers of the Vedas. Veda means what? Knowledge. We are the keepers of knowledge. We have to go out there and show them that, I'm sorry to tell you this, sir or madam, but everything you know is wrong. It's not your mom's fault. It's not your teacher's fault, because that's the way they were taught. But can you follow simple instructions? It's real simple. I mean, whenever I travel around the U.S. and I see wonderful Gorney ties like this, do you know why Gorney ties' hands are always like this? Four eggs, 16 rounds. How much easier does Prabhupada have to make it for you? Really, four rigs, 16 rounds. How simple is that? Who cannot do that? But you ask somebody to take 2 hours a day in prayer, they can find 2 hours a day to watch something on TV, can't they? Oh, the game's on. I got to watch the game. Like you are a part of that team or something, and the team won't win without you. You know, that's the way some people believe, right? We know these people. We know these people. We can think of our minds, who do I know that's like that? I got to watch the game. And then you got the other end. Well, I got to go shopping. Right? Mom wants to go out and get nice things for the house. Nothing wrong with that. But you ask her, please come to the nice gift shop we have. We should have a gift shop as big as this room, huh? Where you're buying spiritual things, where you're buying something that's benefiting the deities of your city. Right? Shouldn't that be the goal? I mean, the mayor, Mary Emanuel, should be here every morning thanking the deities for what position he has. Not the going out and helping the, you know, shaking hands with the voters. That was already decided. Krishna tells you, it's already decided. You're not the doer of anything. You're just an instrument. So we need to know that the reason why things get bad for us is because we're forgetful. We forget real easy. The slightest thing. The slightest thing we can forget. I like the analogy here that Prabhupada uses. Both the sun and the sunshine are very brilliant. Right now, it's kind of cloudy. Can't really see the sun so much. But when the cloud, when Maya dissipates, there you see it. Right? Same with your heart. When Maya dissipates, you're going to see Krishna in your heart. He's right residing there. You're never alone. It also works this way. Oh, I think I'm getting away with something no one sees. Nope. Krishna's right here. He's watching. He's taking it down. Right? Krishna is there watching. Krishna is our friend. Our friend. Radharani, she's the bestower of gifts. Gifts of devotional service. Krishna is the ultimate controller, but he is controlled by who? Radha. When Radha says, Krishna, this devotee here is qualified. He cannot resist her, right? So, Radharani offers us gifts. Now, I know we are all raised properly, that we accept a gift graciously. We just don't take it and go, thanks, put it over here. No, we rip it open and say thank you. We acknowledge the person that gave it to you. Similarly, the same with devotional service. Thank Radharani for that devotional service, whatever it is. Even if it's scrubbing pots and pans, it's service. There is no one service that's better than another in a temple. Every service is equal because it benefits Krishna. I remember how small of a place we had over in Evanston. And to see this place, I remember when they bought the building. What was it, about 77? 78? Yeah, Udhamashloka found this, right? You've got to sing with Udhamashloka sometime. Really good kirtan leader. Remember him? He had a... How old was his son? Two or three? Six? Was he that old? Kid was playing Burdunga better than most men. 6 years old, father and son on a Sunday program. People would come for miles just to see this. Just to see that. Remember? It was amazing. Dovetail everything towards Krishna. You want to play music? Fine. Be Krishna's musician. Do bhajans. Chicago's the city of what? The blues, right? What are bhajans? It's the original blues, baby. It's the soul crying out in separation from Krishna, right? Now, if that ain't the blues, right? Crying out in separation. When you hear good kirtan or good bhajan singers, it's because they feel that emotion. They feel it. They're letting go of ego. And let me tell you, most musicians have got an ego that are like this. But that's okay. You dovetail that towards Krishna, even that's acceptable. Sometimes we're happy, sometimes we're sad. Everything in this material world is temporary. Good times, bad times. You just need to know that spiritual life is waiting for you. And how successful your spiritual life is depending on how you make it. How you make it. Are you willing to put away the false ego? There's a show on TV with a guy, Dr. Phil. He always uses that expression. And how's that working for you? In other words, let's ask people out there, how's this material life working out for you? Is it everything you thought? My two oldest grandchildren just graduated from high school this year and last year. Now suddenly they're finding out it's a little different being an adult. Now there's responsibilities. Where before they were in school, they had no responsibilities except to go to school, attend class, get good grades. That's it. Now it's, I've got to have tires for my car. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. I've got this bill to pay. Grandpa, help me out. I was like, you couldn't wait when you were a kid to become an adult. Welcome to the adult world. It's full of problems. One problem on top of another. But we can knock those problems down by taking shelter. By taking shelter and thinking. I ask people wherever I travel across the U.S., can you give 1 hour a day to Prabhupada's books? 1 hour. That's it. We can find so many ways to waste an hour, can't we? Oh, I got this to do. I got that to do. Prabhupada came here. Now imagine this. Fathom this in your mind. 70 years old. That's not a spring chicken. On the way over, on a boat, not even a passenger boat, a cargo ship. Think about that. And the seas going like this. I don't know how many of you have ever been out on the sea, but sometimes those waves can be very scary. Very scary. They make the boat that you're traveling in look very tiny. Prabhupada not only has to endure seasickness, he has to endure not one, but two heart attacks. 70 years old, seasick, and two heart attacks. And yet he still had enough energy to celebrate Janmashtami and put on a nice program for the crew of that ship. Whoa. Most people would have said, get me off at the nearest port, I'm out of here, I'm going home. but because Prabhupada took what we called in Bible college a walk in faith for the words of his spiritual master. He didn't act on those words right away, did he? It took him some time to get everything lined up. But he nonetheless acted on the words of his spiritual master. It took him close to 30 years to act on the words of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, who told him, "You speak English, you go to the Western world." It took him 30 years. And then Prabhupada comes here. He's wearing dhoti, kurta. He's got 300 books, a bag of cereal, and $8 in his pocket. Give you an idea what $8 was like back in 1966. Remember this? $5 could fill up your gas tank and give you change. And that's if you had a big Cadillac. $8 doesn't seem like much. But can you imagine coming so far, not knowing a single soul, and just trusting the words of your spiritual master? What a walk in faith. And that's what we must learn to do here, is have that walk in faith. That no matter what happens, Krishna is protecting me, good or bad. What did Prabhupada say? "Krishna, I'm your puppet. You can do with me as you want. You can make me dance, whatever you like." When we're covered by the influence of Maya, Prabhupada states here, the living entity becomes the so-called scientist, the philosopher, the politician, the socialist, always making different plans for the benefit of human society. Here in America this year, we're having a presidential election, and we're going to hear all the promises and that both candidates are going to give us. Right? They do it. They just promise everything. "I want your vote." But really, it's temporary. It's illusionary. Are they really for us? Probably not. But you become a servant of Maya. Sometimes you're the president of the United States. Sometimes you're the guy sleeping in an alleyway at night. Krishna is so kind. Amongst my Jewish friends, there's a saying, "From your mouth to his ear." I'm visiting some friends of mine. One of them blurts out, "Wow, look at that dog. What a life, to have a dog's life." I go, "Really? From your mouth to his ear? Krishna's listening. Oh, that's what you want? I love you so much, I will give you whatever you want. Whatever you want. Oh, that's what you want? Okay. Then be dog. Put your face down in your food, because you have no hands. You can't feed yourself properly. You can't take a bath. You have to lick yourself. That's got to be fun." And this is what people think, though, is ultimately happiness. Oh, a dog's life. It's a dog's life. We should be praying at all times as devotees who have somewhat awakened our spirituality. We should always beg to be constantly engaged in devotional service of some kind. What is devotional service? First thing to do is finish those 16 rounds. There's some service right there. If you're initiated, why should you do these 16 rounds? You gave your word. Is your word worth nothing? in front of the spiritual master and your God brothers and God sisters. You gave your word. That should get you through chanting those 16 rounds. I gave my word. All I have is my word. Let us always get those rounds done, because devotional life starts and stops with doing your rounds. Sometimes, I have to admit it, it's hard for me to get my engine started, as it were. It's like trying to start a car in those cold Chicago mornings. Yeah, that's me in the morning. I'm like that year-round. But once I get started, let's go. Come on, Krishna, what do you got in mind for me today? Whatever it is, I'll take it willingly. Srila Prabhupada is so kind. So kind. He took this time to help us. There was one man that Srila Prabhupada used to sit on a park bench when he first got to New York, a Mr. Cohen. And Mr. Cohen had found Prabhupada to be a very interesting gentleman, because he always talked in the present tense. I have hundreds of temples. I have thousands of devotees. And then he added the line, we are just separated by time. You are one of those devotees that he talked about. This is something exciting that we're doing. One thing that people that I went to high school with said, you were never into anything boring. I went, I still am not into anything that's boring. Spiritual life is so full of variety. Whatever you want, dovetail it towards Krishna. If it's an activity that can't be dovetailed, then find something that can be dovetailed into Krishna. It's all he's asking. Krishna is a loving father. I know, as a father of six, I spoiled my kids. Krishna spoils us, giving us whatever we want. Oh, you want to eat meat? Fine, I'll give you a body if you can do that. You want to have, what was it Prabhupada used to talk about? Sex change without surgery. You want to be a woman? Think of a woman in your next, at the time of death. Whatever you're thinking about at the time of death, that's what you're going to become. That's why it's so important to keep your mind focused. Focused. Focused on Krishna. Years ago, there was a song called The Gambler by country singer Kenny Rogers. It had a line in the song, the best thing you can hope for is to die in your sleep. No, that is not the best thing you can hope for. You might be forgetting. That will not be the best thing. The best thing is to have devotees chanting, if you cannot chant personally as death approaches. And we're all going to die. I don't know what the stats are here in Cook County, but I know in Los Angeles County there's 8,000 deaths a month from all causes. They found out what the leading cause of death is. It's not cancer. It's not heart attack. It's taking birth. Taking birth is the leading cause of death. We have to tell people this. We have to tell them the exciting news. This is exciting because this stuff was never seen before in 1966 here in the United States. This is fairly new. As far as the timeline goes, I mean, you think about, Srila Prabhupada left in 1977, 35 years ago. Where was Christianity 35 years after Christ left? Small group of people trying to get the word out around the world, the known world at their time. That's how it grew. We're doing the same thing. A lot of people like to talk about prophecies and that. They always talk about Nostradamus. Nobody can be part of those prophecies. It's not very exciting. You can read into them whatever you want to. But this, at almost the same time Nostradamus was making these prophecies, there was a leader in India, a social and religious reformer named Chaitanya, who predicted every town and village will hear the chanting of the Maha Mantra. We still got a long way to go, just here in the United States, let alone around the world. There's plenty of towns and villages here in the United States that have never even seen a devotee, have never seen a book of Prabhupada's. Our work is cut out for us. Those who go out and do Sankirtan, I salute you. I salute you. You are doing Prabhupada's work expertly. Those of you who go out on Harinam, wonderful, wonderful. Give the people something to see, to attract attention, to get a book out that maybe wasn't out the night before, right? Giving the book to someone who that very night before didn't have a book. That's exciting. That's exciting that, I don't know what the stats are on it, but actually what, should we say, 1 out of 25 will actually crack that thing open and read it? Their life will be changed forever. I tell people, when they get a Prabhupada book, I give them to them and go, here, just approach it with an open mind and a loving heart. That's all I'm asking. It's something way beyond what you're used to hearing, but I want you to have an open mind. Krishna is so kind. Prabhupada is so kind. Always keeping yourself in Krishna consciousness and act accordingly. What does Prabhupada say? When you are strong in Krishna consciousness, Maya cannot touch you. And let's go back one more time. It all starts with the chanting of japa. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's all it is. Devotional life starts and stops with chanting. I firmly believe it. I've seen devotees come and go over the years. Some of them doing excellent service. But the minute they slacked off on their chanting, oh, I'm so big, I can't be touched. No. No, Maya's there. Maya's always there, ready to pull you back. Pull you back. And like they say in AA, you're not going to go back and start off little. You're going to go back to right where you left off at. I'm with my friends and I'm doing all kinds of nonsense. Or we go back to the line of Dr. Phil, after a while you're feeling bad and Krishna's asking you, well, how's that working out for you, huh? Do you think you're enjoying? We're not enjoying at all. We're just illusioned. We're just illusioned. Right now many people are illusioned because of the way the economy is going in this country. The economy is bad. Jobs are tough. We should be telling people, come on, come stay with us. We'll give you work. There's plenty of work to be done around here. Plenty of work, from cleaning to taking care of the deities to distributing books, to washing dishes, to doing floors, laundry, whatever. There's plenty that needs to be done. There's no lack of work here at a temple, right? There's no lack of work. We don't have any unemployment rolls. Come. Come. We'll show you how to work. Work for Krishna. He's got branch offices everywhere. Got one heck of a benefit package, right? I tell that to my sister all the time. I don't know much, but I know I like being a monk. I don't get paid a great amount of money, but I got a benefit package that can't be beat. I work for a boss that's unbelievable. You know? Our chairman of the board is a really nice guy. When Prabhupada came to Chicago in, what was it, 76? 75? 75. At the old place at Evanston. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe how humble this guy was. This guy that was, to me, I was a theology major. When I started reading stories about him, I thought, this is the world's greatest theologian. Why aren't the churches and the rest of the other religions picking up on what this guy is saying and showing us all these books that had never been seen outside of India until Prabhupada translated them? Amazing. I could not believe it that this guy had no ego. Usually when you meet somebody that's getting quite a little bit of press, they have a little bit of airs about them. Not Prabhupada. Not at all. Humble. All he wanted to do was to show everybody else what he was doing. That's all. That's all he was doing. I'll show you what I'm doing. Can you follow simple instructions? So we need to get rid of our ego. We need to get rid of false pride. We need to get rid of everything and just serve Krishna. Because without Krishna, we have nothing. Nothing. We see, I don't know if you see this bumper sticker out here. In California, they have it. He who dies with the most toys wins. Wins what? Wins the chance for his family to have to go through probate court so the judge can decide who gets what? Or the family to be ripped, or the family to fight amongst each other. I get this, because grandma loved me more. No, she didn't. She loved me more. I get the TV set. What is that? Is that all we are? We're just into material things? Surely we're more than that. So we should keep praying, engaging in service, taking shelter of the devotees, taking shelter of the deities, cherishing one another. That's one thing, devotees. One phrase we don't hear enough of, and I'll say it to each and every one of you, thank you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for keeping this place going. It's easy to do nothing and lose this and, you know, be out in the street. That's easy to do. Anybody can do that. We've seen many businesses in this neighborhood come and go, right? Many businesses. But we just need to take appreciation of one another's service. A simple thank you goes a long way. A long way. Especially in a volunteer organization. This is a volunteer organization. So no one's getting paid. But just two simple words, thank you, can boost a devotee's confidence to go maybe that next step for him, just to hear it. Thank you. So thank you for keeping this temple going after all this time, for those of you. Thank you to you young people that come in the morning. This is quite impressive, I'll tell you. You young people that are here today, I don't see that in New Dwarka. I like this. I like seeing these young people that are here today. This is good. It's good that you bring your son to the temple. This is very good. This is his birthday. Well, we'll sing Hare Krishna to him in a minute after class. But when you're a servant of Maya, you get just frustration on top of frustration. Go to a place, go down to Navy Pier and just go people watching sometime. How many people are actually happy? Here you are, you're in an amusement park setting, you have the family. Take a look at them. Are they really happy? Dad's kind of grumbling because it took so long to find a parking space, and Mom's kind of grumbling because Dad didn't bring out long enough money to go at the shops with, and the kids aren't happy because, they can't go on every ride 10 times. But yet that's a family day out. We had fun. Huh? It's all illusionary. We just have to step back and take a look and see what it really, truly is. This way, for you book distributors, introduce the books. You are doing Prabhupada's work. Prabhupada is standing right next to you at all times. Wherever you are when you're distributing, Prabhupada is right there, and he's smiling at you, and he's saying thank you. Just know that. Just know that Prabhupada is saying thank you. Prabhupada used to cry when devotees would help him. He'd say, "You are all sent here by my spiritual master to help me." Wow. That's a heavy statement coming from Srila Prabhupada. And that's one we ought to take a look at a little more seriously. Have we been sent? How did those of us who chose this get to be where we are? Not everybody's knocking down the door, right, to get in. Someday they will. Someday they will. But we just have to learn that we cannot imitate Krishna. We are not the lords of all we survey. It's illusionary. We need to humble ourselves, and we need to come in contact with a fully bona fide spiritual master. Prabhupada says in an interview with John Lennon, Sampradaya. How do we find a spiritual master, people ask? Sampradaya is the answer. The correct Sampradaya. That's how one finds a spiritual master. It's not that one can concoct his own. I had a dream, therefore I am. No, you're just dreaming. Get out of that illusionary mindset. We have to serve someone. Who is it going to be? Is it Krishna or Maya? You decide. You decide. Krishna loves you that much. He could forcibly make us do his bidding. But that's not love, is it? That's not love. And Krishna loves us. Krishna loves us that I will stand right here and watch you. Do all kinds of nonsense if that's what you want. And I'll give you the body accordingly so that you can enjoy even better. We need to always keep in mind service, devotional service. How do I serve Prabhupada? How do I serve the deity? How can I serve this temple? That's what we need to always be in mind. Okay, it's past 8:30. Any questions? I had a teacher here. I'll ask it this way. Any questions, comments, or snide remarks? Yes. How do you vote?
Faith.
A walk in faith?
The reason why I think it's an interesting statement is because I find that usually when we're face to face with a challenging circumstance in our devotional service, it seems that there's two ways to go about it, and both seem pretty legitimate, and mm-hmm. both could be walks of faith.
Mm-hmm.
So
the walk in faith concept is, we used to have that thing that in Bible college. In the New Testament, Christ is telling this person, I want to come with you, blah, blah, blah. And Christ has told him, sell everything that you have. Give away your possessions, pick up your cross, and follow me. Can you take a walk in faith? Can you believe so much in your spiritual master's words that everything else you push aside? Everything else you push aside. I have faith in my spiritual master. I have faith in Krishna. They won't let me down. I'm not alone. No matter where I am, I'm not alone. I may be out in a parking lot. I may be in a building structure. I may be doing books. I may be just talking to somebody I've met on the street. I'm not alone. I may be sitting in a park. I'm not alone. Krishna is there. Prabhupada is there. We are in great company always as devotees. We take that walk in faith. What is faith? Faith is the thing of evidence of things unseen. Paul gives us that description in the New Testament. We must have faith. How much faith do we need? Christ said, and for those who are cooks, you'll be able to appreciate this one. Know how small a mustard seed is? Right? Pretty small, like that. Christ told his disciples, if your faith is as small as a mustard seed, you will be able to tell mountains to stand up and move, and they will. So imagine how small our faith is. I know I can't tell mountains to get up and move, and much like my wives, they don't listen anyway. But does that answer your question? Just to have so much faith in, yes, my spiritual master has given me an order, and I will follow that order to the end. And just know that it's good for you. In the long run, it's good for you. A little tapasya never hurt anyone. Just a little tapasya. Not asking you to do the 1,000 years of tapasya that Hiranyakashipu did, standing there on one leg and arms raised in the air and ants getting to you and all that. No, we're not asking you to do that kind of tapasya. But just a little. Just a little. A little inconvenience for Krishna. Take a little bit out of, you know, this daily routine that we see growing right and down, up and down the street right here. This will be going all day until late tonight, huh? So busy serving their senses. Their senses that are what? Never satisfied. It's like pouring gasoline on a fire and expecting the fire to go out. It isn't working, is it? We need to put that fire of illusion out, using something that's right to put out the fire. not using gasoline or kerosene to throw on it, or cooking oil or something. We're using everything but what we should use to put out that fire. I'm wondering, gee, this isn't working. Well, I guess I'll just stand here and get a little more warm. There we go, yeah. It's not such a bad fire after all, right? So let us go out there and be examples. Remember, we are the Vaishnavas. We're not here to convert anyone to a different religion. Somebody tells you when you're giving them a book, oh, I'm a Christian. Fine. Excellent. Excellent. We're the Vaishnavas. We're the keepers of knowledge. We're going to show you how to be a better Christian. Oh, I don't have this. I'm Jewish. Fine. You're Jewish? Great. Great. We're the Vaishnavas. We're the keepers of knowledge. We'll show you how to be a better Jew. I'm Muslim. Fine. We'll show you how to be better. We're the Vaishnavas. We're the keepers of knowledge. And that's how we have to start acting. We are not here to convert anyone. We are here to show how to be a better example of what it is that you're following. That's all. That's all. Does that answer your question? Any other questions? Okay. For those who don't know me, I'm Stavira Bhakti. I am your servant. I'm a disciple of Hridayananda Goswami. I was just in New Dwarka last week with Chicago's favorite son, Radhanath Swami. Radhanath Swami, and who else was there? Devamrita Swami was there. Jayapataka Swami was there. Jayapataka Swami's from right up the road here in Milwaukee, for those who didn't know that. For those who remember, you remember Sura? Sura and Radhanath Swami used to go to competing high schools. They would compete against each other in wrestling. Both of them were wrestlers on their high school wrestling teams. Not in the same weight class, of course. But I thought that was a small world. Small world. And he was like, oh, wow. I constantly run into that. We had a boy in New Dwarka. Just got out of prison. And now he's already back in. I tell you, it was a small world. I knew his cellmate. Was somebody I knew. Small world. It's a small world out there. For you younger people, you have no idea how small this world really is. How it's like 6 degrees of separation, you know, that you will know somebody in common with somebody else. But thank you for allowing me to come here to Chicago. I wanted to use this place as a stop-off to get my battery jolted before I head north again, traveling through Wisconsin and Minnesota like I was last year, meeting interesting people, getting devotees fired up. Minneapolis needs a temple bad. I told them that. I said, you guys are doing a great job up here with your twice-a-month meetings. And I looked at some of the disciples, and I went, devotees, who's your guru? And they went, oh, Jayapataka Swami. I went, wouldn't you like him to come here? I will go to wherever you guys want me to go. I'll go to Harinam tonight. Harinam in Evanston. Where are we going? We're going Northwestern? Huh? Oh, okay. It's been a while. The name doesn't ring a bell with me, but I'm sure I'll... Okay. Hari Nam tonight. Let me tell you something, how important Hari Nam is to Srila Prabhupada. In letters, meaning more than one. If necessary, close everything down in the temple, including deity worship, and everyone goes out on Hari Nam. That is the family business. Of course, pujaris, and I'm one of them. Oh no, we can't do that. Can't leave the deities. We swoon when we think we're leaving the deities. Those of us who have done service with the deities, you know what I'm talking about. You just get that swooning whenever you're near them. Let me tell you, for those who aren't Brahmin yet and why you should be Brahmin, there is nothing like serving the deity. Personally, when you're this close to him, when you can hear them, they chuckle. They chuckle when I'm up there serving them. I amuse them for some strange reason. That's the rasa I have with them. They just chuckle. I'm just so clumsy. Look at that big oaf. But I know they don't need it, but they enjoy me doing it. You know what I mean? For those who aren't Brahmin yet, yes, you should strive to be Brahmin so you can serve the deity. There is nothing like putting the Lord to bed for a nap or for the evening. There's nothing more intimate, I think. That's just my opinion. That is just tucking the Lord into bed. It's just unbelievable feeling. So what time is Hari Nam tonight? Okay. What time do we leave? 7:30? All right, 7:30. There we go. Marching orders have been given. I just can't believe these deities. They are so sweet. They are so sweet, and they're still here. They're still here. New altar. Since the last time I was here, you didn't have this 4 years ago, did you? Really? I don't remember the wood. I don't know. I keep focusing in on... I see the deep Kishore Kishore. I still see Evanston. It looks great. You guys have done a great job here keeping this place going over the years. Kishore Kishore. The only deities where Krishna comes ahead of Radha. Prabhupada said, when we asked him why, remember that? We have saved the best for last. Of course, Prabhupada was a pretty good public relations guy. In any temple he went to, he always made whatever temple he was at feel like they were it. But know that Chicago is a very special place to Srila Prabhupada. You're doing special work. Encourage one another. We're not going to find encouragement out there. We have to find it from each other. Let us not be illusioned. We've had enough of that. When Dr. Phil says, "How's that working for you?" Fine, I got it taken care of. I became a devotee. I'm not worrying about 9 to 5 anymore. I'm not worrying about whether or not the mortgage is being paid. So many people losing their homes today, they can't make the payments anymore because they don't have any work. Plenty of work here, right? Plenty of work. All one has to do is come to a devotee here at this temple. That devotee will put a person to work. And like I said, there's not one position that's more important than another. It's all important. It's all important. Don't ever think that your service doesn't matter. It does. And Srila Prabhupada is appreciating it very, very, very much. And the least we can do, like I said, is take an hour a day and crack open one of his books. Crack open one of the books. He took all that time to write and translate. I mean, come on, 70-some years old, and he's living on 3 to 4 hours of sleep a day? He used to go to bed in New Dwarka, where he did a lot of translating at, about 9 o'clock at night, and he'd get up about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, while everybody else was asleep, and he'd sit up through Mangala Arati. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine any of us living on 3 hours of sleep a day and keeping up that kind of schedule? Amazing. Amazing. What an amazing person Srila Prabhupada was. What an amazing example. Most men his age are what? I am retired. I don't do anything but sit around in the park all day with the other old men, and we're just waiting for death. And death is coming. But Srila Prabhupada knew he had important work to do because his spiritual master had given it to him. For those of you who are initiated, take that to heart. To those of you who are not initiated yet, take that to heart. The spiritual master's words are worth more than gold. It is your most precious commodity. Act like it. Your spiritual master is not going to ask you to do brain surgery. He's not going to ask you to do rocket science. Well, but if you're qualified to do that, he may tell you to dovetail it. If you know what I, if you understand what I mean, he's not going to ask you to do something you don't know how to do. He's not going to ask you to do something that's impossible for you to do. Because remember what the word impossible is. In the Prabhupada dictionary, impossible is the word found only in the Fool's Dictionary. Have faith. Have faith. Have faith. It's hard to have faith sometimes when you go home and you visit the family. What are you doing with your life? Nah, 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 nah. Are you happy? Are they feeding you enough? Just remember that family is just temporary. You just got put there because of something in the karma that you did. You got what you deserved. I'll give you a little background on me. I grew up just up the road here in Milwaukee, first 11 years. My dad was the head cattle buyer for Armor. I remember loading the cattle trucks and sending them off to the slaughterhouse. In fact, I go right by there every time I take the train from here to Milwaukee. I see my dad's old office. The building's still standing there. It's not being used anymore, but it's still there by the Milwaukee stockyards. I got exactly what I deserved. I got the lesson I needed to be taught. Meat is not the answer. You know, everybody likes to, Chicago's a famous city for, what, steak dinners. You know, so now here we are. We have curd steaks, better for you. You want a steak? We have steaks in the Krishna. Yeah, we'll have steaks. We got curd steaks. You'll love it. Better for you. Better for you all around. Right? How much more nutritious is milk? It's ultimate food. It can be made into anything. For those that are cooking, I ask you to please get involved in your county fair. Put an exhibit. Enter an exhibit in the cooking. County fairs here in America, they have special exhibits for just strictly cooking. Put something into a fair and get a ribbon, because they'll give you a ribbon because it's vegetarian. You'll be in your own category and you'll automatically get a blue ribbon. And what does that mean? That means you can use that blue ribbon and then get a booth at your state fair. And it doesn't cost you a thing, because you're your county's representative and they're going to have it for you. See, the Minnesota devotees, they're thinking too hard on how to get a booth. Just cook. One thing people in the Midwest love to do is eat. Right? They love to eat. Just go out and take a look. You've seen some that will be eaten more than others. Prabhupada said here in Chicago, we are the kitchen religion. There you go. You want something to do? Cook or bake something. Offer it to the deities. Offer it to Srila Prabhupada. And then take it and exhibit it. Watch how many people we can turn. People out here love to eat. They love to eat. Has Summerfest hit Milwaukee yet, or is that next month? The big thing. They just had the Taste of Chicago, right? There you go. People in the Midwest love to eat. Show them some tasty dishes, cakes, cookies, cupcakes. They love that stuff. And what better stuff than to give them than prasadam? What better way to get to that cleaning of that dirty heart of theirs so they can see that Krishna resides inside there? These are good people out here in the Midwest. Very good people. They are naturally God-fearing. We just have to know how to approach them. We have to be very careful sometimes. Like last year I was in Minnesota, I had to be very careful not to use the word Krishna, because if I did, I would lose them, because it's a foreign word, and people here are very, they have their blinders on. They look straight ahead and that's it. They can't see what's off here and off here. I gave a class a couple weeks ago in Los Angeles on the different names of God that are found just in the Bible. Now, those are names that they're familiar with, because some of them are, you know, pretty literate in Bible knowledge. But yet you never hear their churches using these names. God has a name. Let's call him by his name. Everybody likes to be called by their name. Similarly, God is no different. Krishna means all attractive. But let's find names that we can get these people to listen. This is something they want to hear. They just don't know it. All right, we'll close off with that. Shriman Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande Haribol.